Hello, hello. Hi, you guys. I'm Jess, host of this podcast, the Babe AF Pod, and I love new things. So I am launching a series here bi-monthly, so two episodes a month, called The Unfuckery Chronicles. And what my intention with that is to allow you to get unstuck from the mindfuck that you've put yourself in. Now, intentional or not, everyone gets there. Everyone gets in a rut. Everybody gets stuck. And so I want to give you a 5-minute or so little episode every other Monday that is going to boost your ability to unfuck yourself. And as you know, or maybe you don't, I majored in English in college, used to be an English teacher / writer. And so I love all things newspaper, print media. And I'm married to a writer. So it's only fitting that these are chronicles. Deliberative opportunities for you to kind of dig in and, you know, dare I say, use a microfiche. Oh my God, if you don't know what that is, legitimately one of the coolest things you've ever seen. Go to a library, check it out. Oh my God, what's a library? I'm just kidding. I'm really falling off the rails here, but I wanted to lean in and let you know that there is a new episode up today. And so I'm just so happy for you guys to lean in and listen, and feel free to share it with your friends if you think they need it, or if you have an idea on how to, or an issue that you're experiencing that I can help you get unstuck from in your current mindfuck, let me know. I'd be happy to see how I can help. So here's today's episode. Here's today's episode. Too much coffee. Sorry. I love you. Here we go. What up, babes? This is Jess, the host of this magical, magnificent podcast called the Babe AF Podcast. You know, babe as fuck. Here's the deal. I downloaded a new software system for the computer, and I am just anxiously waiting for Christy Wells's episode for this podcast and to highlight all the small things Texas and have you guys see a peek into our gloriously new relationship. And I thought I would pass the time a little bit because I still have 88% uploaded. Hopefully I can get it out by 9, but I wanted to give you a little quick Unfuckery Chronicles with some advice from some of our favorite women. The Golden Girls. And if you're anything like me, a millennial, grew up in the 90s, I love this show. So I'm going to let them take it away a little bit and have you get a little sage advice from some of the coolest grandmas I know. So here's the deal. Picture it. Sicily, 1912. Just kidding. We're not that elderly. We weren't born in 1912, but here's the thing. These are some great pieces of advice. And if it helps you get unstuck, if you get a little giggle, that's exactly what this Unfuckery Chronicles on a Wednesday instead of a Monday is going to give you, because I cannot physically sit here anymore and watch this percentage stay in one place. Luckily, we have the Golden Girls to help us pass our time. I will tell you that I love them all. Not necessarily equally, maybe equally. But what I appreciate is that their personalities are all so different, but also very cohesive in the way they were able to live with each other, give each other sage advice, eat a shit ton of cheesecake in the kitchen, and honestly, really give us a run for our money. So here we go. We're going to start off with some Blanche Devereaux. I also did a funny TikTok meme last night that called me Blanche, if I was going to have an old name. And Blanche is close to my heart because my friend Sarah Pickenpaw, from the days of when I was a teacher and she was at Ball State University, shout out Muncie, Indiana. That was her nickname, and I hope it still rings true. And so, Sarah, this one's for you, baby. All right. Blanche said, "We're not embarrassed. We're not uncomfortable. We are not humiliated. We're going to walk out there today with our heads held high, secure the knowledge that what we've done is morally and socially responsible. Isn't it right, girls? Here's the deal. I've watched so many episodes of The Golden Girls and I have no idea which episode this is from. But she also had some very, very sage advice. It says, I live by one simple rule. Share your love with people today because they may be gone tomorrow. And here's a good little one to really take with you. And if you guys know Blanche's character, she spread a lot of love in the best way possible. Next, we're going to go over to Sophia because she's a gem. You guys, my grandma's personality was basically like Sophia's. It made me laugh. And I say that in a way because I feel like a lot of older women that were born in freaking the 1910s, if you can imagine, were very snarky but considerate, but also very blunt in the way that they wanted you to live your lives. And my gran, Alberta, you know, she did that. So this is a great one from Sophia Petrillo. People waste their time pondering whether a glass is half empty or half full. Me? I just drink whatever's in the glass. I probably could have used that advice in college. I'm just kidding. And one of my favorite ones says, I'm old. I'm supposed to be colorful. So I appreciate that Sophia called herself colorful as opposed to, you know, any other adjective. But I like that it kind of really corresponds with the fact that she was snarky. All right. We are going to chat about Dorothy Spornak. And I feel like we can all learn from this because it says, age is just a state of mind. That was her quote. And I love it because one of two things, you can feel like you're 95, look like you're 95 and have the personality of a, I don't know, 60 year old at that point in your life. You can have an old soul. You can have a young soul. I myself am 43 today. I feel that old. this week has been really challenging for me. But I'm excited because tomorrow is my real Friday. And then we have some good ones from Rose Nyland. And she, albeit, may be one of the quirkiest characters on the television show. In regards to that, I mean, flighty, if you will. But she always gave some good zingers. And Betty White as a person, as we know, was a national freaking treasure. So I'm going to go heavy on the Betty White, Rose Nyland, because there are some good ones in here. Embrace what you have and be genuinely thrilled about it. I love it. It's an old adage that we can't take for granted. Basically anything in our lives, because we really need to have gratitude all the time. Dance at every opportunity. And what is funny is that she says, have you ever heard of something called dirty dancing? And then she just does her little shimmy, which I freaking love. And if you know anything about me, I love a 30-second dance party. I love to dance it out when you're in doubt and you need a release of frustrations, anxiety, whatnot. And the one she loves that I resonate with all of the time, it says, know when you need to take a break from the world. And at 43, I'm learning this day by day. And it says, I feel like crawling under the covers and eating Velveeta right out of the box. What? Rose Nyland, are you kidding me? And everyone has a crap day every once in a while, but especially if you're cheerful and optimistic like Rose, you have to really put yourself in a position where you're like, okay, this period of time really fucking sucks. And this is going to be kind of a foreshadowing of the episode that I have with Christy Wells today, because she talks about what her mother calls a graceful or grateful tumbleweed. And I love it. It's approximately at the 1 hour mark. I know this is a long one, but I will tell you it is well worth it. So with that being said, I'm going to shut my mouth. I'm going to make some posts for the interwebs and I'm going to stare at the ticker for Christy's episode because it looks like we're ready to go. Look at what we did. We accomplished something together. We recorded episode number 185 of this podcast, along with the fact that 186 was downloading. So stop listening to me jabber and go listen to someone else. Just kidding. The episode will be up in approximately an hour and 20 minutes. I love you. Have a great day. Bye. All right, you guys, thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at TheBabeAFPod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes. Let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.